We are back. The Gunsmith Show, US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Jonathan Smith, he's the gunsmith. We're going to talk about six shooters.
Yes.
This segment is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises. Jeremy got himself some deer yet?
You know, he hasn't given me a report.
Okay.
I've reported to him.
Okay.
But I haven't heard any success stories back from him.
I wonder maybe if he's still waiting.
Hope he's not skunked, you know?
I hope not.
We've got more deer season coming up. Right now is archery season.
Yeah,
back to archery. And then the muzzle loading season or the late firearms deer season is starting, I think, on the 15th. That's what I read on the site. So I'm not going back out unless I take my crossbow, which is ready to go. All I got to do is cock it and go. But
you got somebody to cock it for you, though, right?
No, I'm going to have to do it myself, I'm afraid. And I really shouldn't do it right now with my arm. So if I did take it out and go hunting, because I've got a separated bicep right now from dragging a deer. So my wife was like, this is the most expensive deer season we've ever had because it's going to cost me a surgery. And
The invalid's out hunting.
She says, I think we're going to buy beef from now on. I said, no, come on, honey, don't say that. I love to hunt, you know, and I really do. So.
When's fork season? You could use your favorite tool.
My favorite tool. I need a fork shooter. But Reliable Enterprises is bringing you this segment of the show. Jeremy at Reliable is an outstanding carpenter and a wonderful license builder, and he can be your license builder. Go to ReliableExteriorPro.com. That's his website. You see some of his work. It's just absolutely phenomenal. This guy pays attention to detail. And I am so proud that I met him now for about 12 years, and he's been sponsoring and helping us with the show for a long time.
And even though it's cold, he's not going to build you a deck right now, but if you need windows, if you need doors, if you need siding, I mean, they'll work on all that stuff. And of course, if anything inside that you're looking to do, and especially things like, you know, if you want to turn your garage into a man cave or the basement or that sort of stuff, man, he's great with all those sorts of things,
too. You might need to add an extra wall in your house just to put the deer mounts on.
Maybe you need
one
of those.
I have a friend that did a whole addition on his house for his elk he got mounted.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yep.
And then he says, now I got to figure out how to, he's an old guy, and he says, now I got to figure out how to climb a ladder to get the cobwebs out of the entrance, you know. And huge elk he had mounted. Uh-huh. But he put a big, you know, A-frame addition on his house to hold that elk.
Yep.
And he proudly, you know, drinks his coffee and looks up at his deer, at his elk. And that's a wonderful thing. So, but Jeremy can do it for you. You can link to him right from my website, or his number is 810-429-6957. A contractor you can count on that's Reliable Enterprises. And we thank him very much for sponsoring our show. And you can always send me emails if you need to. shooter@thegss.com. Now, the 22 long rifle handgun market is flush with choices. I mean, just so many cool 22s out there. But yesteryear, let's go back 60 years, Western shows were constantly on TV. Gunsmoke was the number one show on TV. Western movies were so prevalent. The American six shooter was like, it's just iconic. And as a kid, I grew up just, you know, with one of those silver guns with the white grips and the, you know, we got it at a food ranch in Ortonville is where we used to get all of our groceries. And I would go pick it. As soon as I broke one, Mom would let me get a new one, you know, and I'd get a new one. And I even my sister's wedding picture in the family photo from 1971 when she got married, I've got a gun belt and a six shooter in my hand in the picture. And
how old were you?
I was six. So it was July of 71, so I was six. But that's the way I grew up. Well, this is just a great family outing can be had by taking these kind of guns out, these six shooters, and with your eyes and ears, meaning you got eye protection, ear protection, basic safety training with the kids, and practice. Now, it doesn't have to be a six shooter. It could be a semi-automatic, but my love for these six shooters started out, shooting with my dad, and my dad had lots of guns, but the one he liked to shoot with myself and my sister, Jenny, was a nickel-plated Colt Frontier Scout. It had the box, made the cardboard box look like wood. It had a lift-off top, and the Magnum cylinder sat there, and that's what you knew was Big Medicine. The regular 22 long rifle cylinder is what we use most of the time. But the nickel plating and the beautiful wood grips on it, not fancy wood, but like a dark stained maple that, not dark, but kind of an early American color, but just beautiful. But it just darn near perfect. The bottom of the grip was engraved right from the factory. And I've heard, you know, a lot of gunsmiths are going, oh, those guns are junk. Well, that gun is not junk. I still have it and love it. And they said, oh, they were made out of pop metal. Well, yeah, Colt did a lot of things with different types of metals. But think of the years it was and the advancements in technology now and how things are made now. They were good guns and a lot of fun and just tons of memory. So that Colt Frontier Scout was, as a young man, I was on top of the world every time Dad let me shoot it. And we waited our turn, you know, because he would shoot, make sure everything's good, you know, always checking the bore, very safety conscious, especially with us kids around him. And my sister was 7 years older than me, so she was a young teenager doing this a lot of times when I was getting to shoot. But we moved out to the country when I was 5 and had acres and a square mile behind us to play on and shoot on. And we just had a ball. So it was
great memories.
Awesome memories, you know, and I go back to them. And this week, Thursday, would have been my dad's 95th birthday. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about him a lot this week and thinking, doggone, that's and he's been gone for a long time. So yeah. He's been gone since early 80s. So I would patiently wait in line, basically. My sister always got first. Yeah. But she was older, so I understood it.
Sure.
But Ginny and I would wait, and when we got time to shoot, it was just great. And Dad was very, very positive with us during this time. And I remember it, you know, just like it was yesterday. Time with Dad is time I cherished when I was shooting with him. So if you're going to get out and you're going to take your kids shooting or grandkids or nieces and nephews, make it memorable and make it that time that they'll cherish it for years and they'll understand it and they won't have a bad taste in their mouth or they didn't get screamed at by a range officer. Cause there's some stores and stuff you go to that have these indoor ranges. Now Williams isn't this way, but man, those range officers, sometimes they can make you just not even want to be there. It's like, they're not good salesmen for their facilities. Williams, that's a different story, but they're very good there. But when you're around family, you want support. You want strict guidance in how you're shooting and where
safety,
you're pointing the gun.
Safety, cleaning, handling, exactly. All that has to be.
Yep.
And they do it positively, but make sure that you know.
Yeah.
And you comply.
And that's what you want to make it a positive experience for the children and the youngsters that go out shooting so that they understand the power, the importance, and there needs to be.
And the respect.
The respect and that little, just a little bit of fear, mm-hmm. because they got to know the damage it can do. And what my dad would do is we'd put a can of pop out sometimes, you know, just a cheap can of, you know, and it wasn't a glass bottle because we didn't want to clean the glass up, but we'd put a cheap can of Faygo out, a can of root beer, we'd shake it up, set it down, then we'd try to shoot it. And then when you hit it, it exploded.
Mm-hmm.
The old cans, you know, these are pull tab cans, you know,
right.
They expanded and it was amazing how powerful those little guns were.
Mm.
And then that made you respect it even more when you were good enough with a handgun to shoot a squirrel or something or a chipmunk. We practiced on chipmunks because, God, there was a billion chipmunks around our house. So we were always shooting the chipmunks. And I went through a lot of ammunition. And you always made sure you didn't shoot at chipmunks on rocks.
Skip right off that, yeah.
Yeah, come right back at you sometimes, you know. And I did have a ricochet come back, catch me in the cheek. So it does happen. But that was actually from a .357 Magnum. Mm. So it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
I just had a hole in my cheek. But
gave you a little kiss.
I've pulled lead out of my body several times, so
okay.
It does happen occasionally. But I want you to know that at some point of this segment is when you're out shooting is when your kids and grandkids are going to have lasting memories and make those memories good. I think it's so important for bonding time for you and the kids and knowing that guns aren't bad. They're being told guns are bad by a lot of media, And they don't need to hear that. What they need to know is guns need to be respected. And ownership of guns is something that we cherish and try to keep, because it's a right that can be taken away if you do wrong things. So we don't do wrong things. It's almost like it's almost like one of the commandments, you know, in my household. You don't do anything that could infringe on your right to keep and bear arms. And that's probably the way most of you think. So the future of shooting is depending on it, because this whole sport depends on us having enjoyable experiences and bringing the young people up doing it. If we keep losing shooters and people that are, you know, adamantly going into skeet leagues and juniors with the 22 rifle shooting, these are important things that build our sport and keep the nonsensical rules away from us. And it builds more qualified people to help make those choices in the future when hopefully they get elected into office. So so whether it's a Colt Frontier Scout or a Heritage Rough Rider, you know, which is, heck, you can find Heritage Rough Riders right now for like $199 brand new. Fun guns, American made. I think the true pick of all of them is the Ruger Single Six. They're the most durable, the most reliable 22 caliber handguns out there. But you might have like an old Ivor Johnson or a Chiapa. There's all kinds of guns out there that
get
you can
get to
pick
the Chiapa.
That's not spelled that way.
Get to the Chiapa.
It's Chiapa.
Get to the Chiapa.
Wasn't meant for you to say it like that. anyways, just remember to make it fun, because shooting should be fun with these kids, and just keep it safe.
Fun and safe.
So that's how I feel. So send me an email, shooter@thegss.com. If you have any questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you. Or go to our Facebook page, which is The Gunsmith Show. We got lots of stuff on there. Next segment, we're going to talk about new cartridges and what's hot now. So that's going to be kind of fun.
Hot new cartridges coming up.
Hot out of the oven, you know. That's what we need right now, is an oven. Somebody needs to shut the freezer door and turn the oven on.
You can still get pasties right now. King Arthur's, $25 certificates, $13.50 a piece. And the auction is going on, $1,500 certificate.
I heard you talking.
Metawar Jewelers, $600 was the minimum bid. I don't know where it's at right now.
All right.
Somebody's going to get a heck of a deal on this.
I heard you talking this week about how used to be your favorite was molasses cookies with raspberry dollop on top.
Yes.
So that made me, I heard that on the radio.
Yep.
Immediately made the batter, made 60 cookies, and I donated them to the ladies' auxiliary.
That's awesome.
So that they can, CCW, the Catholic Women's Council.
Yeah.
And they're doing a fundraiser. So.
Nice. Well, I still love the molasses raspberry cookies. Yeah. If I can go and buy those somewhere, let me know. But they still make them really, really good at King Arthur's.
Oh, I know they do. They're my favorites.
My new favorite, though, is their oatmeal cookies.
They're that good, eh? Well, you've gotten very healthy.
A little bit. Yeah, but I do that.
Yeah. You're half the man you used to be.
When I eat the, that's what I tell myself when I eat the oatmeal cookies.
Yeah.
It's a superfood.
There you go. That's
oats
a good
are really good
put
for
it.
You. Yeah,
I like the oatmeal raisin ones.
I like those too.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, oatmeal cookies. I'll give it. I'll stop oatmeal's by good. And see her and try to get some cookies. But I won't bring you any.
Don't
That's
bring
your
me
choice.
That's,
I'm not bringing you cookies.
I appreciate that.
All right,
we're gonna take a break. We'll come back. Gunsmith Show, US 103.1.